mile off the coast of China sits an island that China wants. It's called Kinmen, and it belongs to Taiwan. For decades, it stood as the front line of a cross-strait standoff between a young, impoverished communist giant and its tiny capitalist neighbor. But economic fates have changed. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports.
Plastic water bottles, brown medicine vials, styrofoam coffee cups. A daily tide of garbage washes up along the beaches of Kinmen Island. But it wasn't always litter that came from mainland China. Communist soldiers from China's Red Army stormed this beach in 1949. Thousands were massacred. Islander Song Lifa drives me through lush fields of corn beyond the beach. You see that well, Song asks me? It's full of their bones. Song's built like a rugby player. He towers over the corn stalks he lumbers through. See all these plastic bottles the farmers mounted on stakes, Song asks me? Farmers won't plow there because there are dead soldiers buried underneath. More than 100 plastic tombstones rise above the corn. We were willing to leave their bones and not disturb them, Song tells me. I think how you treat others is important. Decades later, relations are thawing. Hundreds of mainland Chinese tourists push their way off a ferry from the mainland. They come looking to escape the crowded skyscrapers and polluted air a mile across the strait. Kinmen Deputy Magistrate Wu Chengdian wants more than just Chinese tourists, though.
I'd like them to live here, too. I hope someday they can buy property here and their children could come to school here. We only have 100,000 residents. I'd like to push that to 300,000.
Wu wants to make it easier for mainland Chinese to own property on Kinmen. He also supports a bridge to the mainland, a cruise ship terminal, and a merged currency system. Taiwan's national government has put the kibosh on all these proposals.
Let's all take a deep breath. We can develop so fast if they would just let us.
But Wu's constituents are conflicted. At a restaurant inside the island's biggest town, 26-year-old ukulele instructor Xu Yitong wants to keep the mainland at more than an arm's length.
There are so many Chinese people, and many of them are wealthy. If they come and buy as many houses as they want, Kinmen's local culture will be ruined.
Across the island in an ancient village, local culture is on display each morning as residents burn incense and fake money at a neighborhood temple. Yang Yunyu says she's not scared at all about an invasion of wealthy Chinese.
The more people, the more money they bring. I'm not worried about losing our traditional culture. We'll influence them, they'll influence us.
But many islanders' opinions about the mainland are more nuanced.
We're conflicted between belonging to Taiwan's free, democratic system and the desire to make money. I think one thing we can agree on is that peace is priceless.
Television host Liu Zhong speaks from experience. He lived through a time when Kinmen and the mainland fired bombshells filled with propaganda leaflets at each other every other day for 20 years. On his first day of middle school, a classmate was killed by one.
They sounded like shee, boom, and they killed so many people. We couldn't go to the beaches because they were filled with landmines. We were always scared and worried about the future.
A relic from that time stands proud on the island's western coast, a three-story tall speaker system that blasts Taiwanese songs and propaganda towards the mainland at ear-piercing decibels. A voice proclaims, "Stay healthy and long live democracy," before launching into a popular ballad from the 1970s. Song Lifa, the burly man who gave me a tour of the battleground, smiles. The song reminds him of when he was a soldier decades ago. Back then, my mission was to destroy the mainland, Song tells me. Now our economies are booming, but Kinmen's economy still isn't very good. Taiwan still treats us as a front line in a battle. But mainland China, says Song, doesn't see Kinmen as an enemy at all. Why can't we put the people's interests first, he asks. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, on Kinmen Island, Taiwan.